Now, Robert, I want to find out about four dreams you've received from God about President Donald Trump. Now, let's stop right there, because when people hear President Donald Trump, that provokes reactions one way or the other. So let's get this established right away. Are you a supporter of President Trump?
Yes, I believe that he is absolutely set by God as the one that's supposed to be leading our nation in this time. Absolutely.
Now, when did you realize that? When did you see he was God's choice?
Well, very, very early on. In fact, when he first announced his candidacy, literally that far back, both my wife and I said, he's the one that God has his hand upon. And I had a lot of prophetic friends. For instance, I had some prophetic friends that were saying, Ted Cruz, back in those days, was supposed to be the ones. And I said, no, I said, the hand of God is on Donald Trump. And so I literally, you know, kind of goad some of my friends a little bit and say, like, I knew before you did. And so, but seriously, I did know very early on that he was the one that God had chosen.
So that was the middle of 2015.
Yes.
When he announced. And it wasn't just Ted Cruz. There were a lot of different candidates. So to know right from the beginning that's God's man, that's amazing. So let's fast forward a little bit to March of 2016. Still a number of candidates in the race, but you had your first dream from God about President Trump. Tell me about that dream.
Yeah, I was actually in Germany. My wife and I were in Germany and doing ministry there. And I went to bed one night and I woke up. It was March of 2016. I woke up the next morning and I told my wife, I said, President Trump called me on the phone last night. Because in my dream, she laughed. She's like, you
did.
Sure
she did.
I didn't call him President Trump. I said, Donald Trump. And
sure.
I said, he called me on the phone and I said, he said to me, I need for you to do a conference for me on July the 6th to shift things concerning the election.
Well, wait a minute. July 6th. That's pretty close to July 4th. Typically, people have a lot of plans and everything for July 4th.
And that's what concerned me.
Yeah.
Because I thought, well, how am I going to have a conference that's that close to like a national holiday, something that people would be busy with other things? But I wondered what the significance of July 6th was. And
sure.
Like you said, at this point, there's still many, many candidates running in the primaries trying to become the Republican nominee.
Right.
And so all that's going on. But I Googled July the 6th, mm-hmm. and I found out that July 6th, 1854, in Michigan, was the birthplace and the birth date of the Republican Party.
Wow.
And the Lord said to me when I saw it, he said, I intend to reclaim the Republican Party for my purposes. And the election of Donald J. Trump is going to be part of this process.
Mm.
And so I knew that I was supposed to go into the court of heaven, into the counsel of the Lord, and do some things that were necessary on that date, within a conference setting, to be able to shift things in the spirit realm so that he could be elected.
Okay, well, let's take a moment right there, because some people have not heard of courts of heaven. Quickly, what's that all about?
Daniel chapter 7, verse 9 and 10, Daniel as a seer said, I watched till thrones were put into place and the Ancient of Days was seated. And then when you continue reading, it says, and the court was seated and the books were opened. So one of the dimensions of prayer is, I teach, we approach God as a father, or as a friend, or as a judge, based on the teaching of Jesus in Luke chapter, in Luke 11 and Luke 18. Mm-hmm. In Luke 11, he talks about approaching God as Father. When he says, when you pray, say, Our Father, which is in heaven. But then he says in Luke 11, 5 through 8, he said, and which of you having a friend? And so he begins to talk about approaching God as a friend. But then in Luke 18, he puts prayer into a judicial system because he talks about the widow coming before an unjust judge and getting a verdict. And God, obviously Jesus wasn't saying that God's an unjust judge we have to convince. He was saying, if this widow could get a verdict from an unjust judge, how much more can we come before the judge of all the earth and see him render verdicts in our behalf? So he rules over the judicial system that is called the court of heaven. So many times when we pray, we step into that realm and we begin to get things legally in order for God's will to be able to be done in the earth. And so because I teach that, I understood when I had the dream that this issue of July the 6th was something that I needed to go into the court of heaven, and also something that's just a little different, the counsel of the Lord, and actually see things shift so he could be reelected, or so he could be elected.
Now, there was, of course, a clear front runner on the other side.
Yes.
At that point. Did God give you any kind of word for Hillary Clinton?
Yes, absolutely. Not for her necessarily, but concerning her for sure. And what happened was, as the conference was coming up, I knew that this was so significant, because having that kind of a dream. And so as we got closer to the conference, the Lord suddenly spoke to me. And he said, there will come a point in the conference when I will invite you into my council. Now, I believe that the court of heaven and the council of the Lord are similar, but they're two separate dimensions of the Spirit. For instance, in the court of heaven, there's an adversary. This is what the woman contended with in Luke 18.
Right.
But in the council, there is no adversary. It's just a place where decisions are rendered. And it's actually the place where prophets in different men and women of God made decrees from that place. For instance, Elijah decreed that it would not rain. He said he did it as one who stood before the Lord. In other words, he was standing in the council of the Lord, and from that place he made a decree, and all of a sudden the heavens shut up. So from the council, when you're in that dimension, you can make decrees. And so the Lord said to me, he said, here's what I want you to do. He said, there's going to come a point when I'm going to invite you into my council in the conference. It was a Friday night. I was suddenly aware that I was in this spiritual place. I wasn't in a trance. I just knew in the spirit I was there. I knew the atmosphere. And so I stepped up to the podium and I made this decree. I said, I decree that Hillary Clinton's campaign is as the grass of the field, and that she is as the flower of the grass, the glory of it, and the burning, searing, exposing heat of God will cause all things to wither away.
Now, we know as we got closer to November, exposing is what actually happened, and some amazing things, so that there was such a shift. And we all know, of course, what happened in the election. Now, that was dream number one. Robert thought, okay, my assignment's done. President Trump has been elected, and I'm good. But you know what? God had more dreams for him. Come back and join us in just a moment. Robert, we talked about the first dream that you received about President Trump. That dream was in March of 2016, and God had you in this dream, instructed you to do a conference on July 6th. You did it. You went into the courts of heaven, made declarations, and of course, we all know what happened in November. Boom, Trump is elected. You thought, well, my assignment's done. But no, after he was elected, but before the inauguration, you had a second dream about President Trump. This time, instead of calling you on the phone, he comes to you in person. So tell me about that dream.
Yes, that's exactly right. You know, which I thought was significant whenever he came to me in person, and he literally said to me, because in the natural, he's in between the election and the inauguration. So he's building his cabinet and all these kind of things just in the natural realm, you know, getting
right,
people in
sure.
place. And so he comes to me in this dream and he says, I want to invite you to be a part of my cabinet. And he looks at me and he says, now, I know you probably don't have time. And in the dream, because I was so busy, I am so
sure,
busy, just like everybody
yeah.
else. And I knew that if I was going to take on this assignment, it had to be like a very primary thing that I did, a very important thing that I did. And so I knew God was saying to me, you make time. You cannot just, you know, push away your responsibilities. I'm calling you to this. And so he said, I'm inviting you to be a part of my cabinet. So what I understood him to be asking me was to stand in the counsel of the Lord in behalf of his administration. That God was giving me an ongoing responsibility during his tenure as president, and that I was to pray and to stand and to contend in the spirit world for what God wanted to do with him and his administration. One of the things that I've actually had to do in these settings is try to step into the courts of heaven and into the counsel of the Lord and actually pull back covers and veils on people that have been in his administration that have not been loyal to him. because there's been, you know, quite a bit of that. And so, so one of the things that I've done in the counsel of the Lord is seek to deal with those issues, among other things. But I've sought to be very diligent and faithful in standing as a part of, in the counsel of the Lord, as a part of His cabinet.
Now, Robert, one of the things God instructed you is that you should refer to Donald Trump as my president. Why was he that specific? What did he mean by that?
Well, you know, as I prayed for him, I would find this phrase coming up in my spirit, my president, Donald J. Trump. And it was very important that I said Donald J. Trump. Now, the reason, just two things, the reason for Donald J. Trump was because God was saying, I felt God said to me, you know, there were people contending for him to be John. His name is Donald John, to be John the Beloved. And they were wanting to see this man transformed into, you know, the Beloved of God and all that that would imply. And I felt the Lord say to me, I don't need him to be the Beloved. I need him to be a Donald, because the word Donald, the name Donald, actually means world ruler. Because I believe that God had set him and has set him to contend against the world, one world agenda, and the Antichrist spirit that wants to dominate the world. And so I felt like God said, no, you refer to him before me as Donald J. Trump, that his primary call is to contend against this spirit, not necessarily to be the Beloved. Now, I believe God wants everybody to be the Beloved, but the bottom line is that he has an assignment from God. But then I felt like the Lord said, you need to call him my president. He said, because when you do, he said, the place that he said I had in him, that the place of intercession I had before the Lord, he said, I would be able to ask and get things for him that he couldn't get for himself. Because when I said he is my president, Donald J. Trump, it actually gave heaven the right to release things to him that he might not, out of his relationship with the Lord, be able to get. And so I felt that was a strategy from the Lord. And so to this day, I pray for my president, Donald J. Trump, as I contend in the counsel of the Lord concerning him.
Okay. Now, again, dream one, he called you, you know, do a conference for me on July 6th. Dream two, came to you in person, said, be a member of my cabinet. Now, dream three, this gets a little crazy. He came to you again. What did he ask you this
time?
Well,
the third time was after the inauguration. So he's just starting this term, the first term. And he comes to me, and I got to say, this is one of the most powerful of the three dreams. It was very short, and he said, I want to ask you to be my running mate. That was the phrase, running mate, for the coming election, 2020.
Four years away.
Yeah. And that was all there was to the dream. And I woke up, and I thought, why am I being asked, number one, to be his running mate? Number two, concerning an election that's 4 years down the road. And the Lord spoke to me, and he said, what I intend to do through him, it will take two terms to do. This is what he said. And he said, and I need for you to run with him in the spirit, to move everything out of the way that would hinder his reelection, and even to establish some things that would work in his behalf. But I need someone to run with him in the spirit to see that accomplished. And so I knew that I wasn't obviously being invited to be the vice president. I was being invited to stand in a place in the spirit and get things legally in place in the spirit world and in the council of the Lord, so that what God needs to happen in this nation could happen.
Wow. Well, you had one more dream, and that happened early this year, that Robert received that. So you're going to want to hear about that one too. Come back in just a minute. Now, Robert, we talked about the fourth dream that you received about President Trump. And this one was a little bit unusual, but the timing of this, let's establish that. The timing was early part of this year, before this whole COVID-19 thing became such a big deal. Tell me about that dream.
Yeah, that dream, it was about 3 weeks before the COVID thing hit the world. You know, we knew about it in a distance in China and different things, but it wasn't affecting us. It wasn't affecting the world. And so about 3 weeks before that, I have this dream, and it really concerned me because the dream was simply this. I was standing next to President Trump, which is where I actually believe I stand in the spirit world, you know. And so I'm standing next to him, and I'm bumping up against him with my shoulder, and I'm playing with him. I mean, like guys do, hey, guy, you know, all that kind of stuff. I'm bumping up against him with my shoulder, and I do this several times. And he looks at me finally, and he says, in a very stern voice, he said, "This is the presidency of the United States of America." And when he said that, I realized that I was not taking serious something that was serious and that I needed to take serious, that I was playing with something that I actually needed to be much more serious about. Well, after he says that, I'm suddenly aware that there's a table that's before us, and there was a newspaper that's opened, and it's open to the financial section, and it's like the report of what's going on financially and all this kind of thing. And so he takes his hand and he goes over the first page. He flips the page, does it again, flips it, does it again. He does this several times, and I know he's looking at the status of the economy and overseeing it. And as he does this, he folds the paper up and he hands it to me. And I knew when he handed it to me, he was handing me an assignment to pray for the economy, because what I intuitively knew in the dream was that the enemy was going to try or was going to bring an attack against the economy that was designed to keep President Trump from being reelected. Mm. And when the COVID thing hit, everything began to shut down. I said, "This is what this is," and so many other things that are going on. It's all designed to destroy the economy in our nation to the point that it will work against President Trump rather than work for him, as he had, you know, helped build and establish things to the level that they had been prior.
Now, in the dream, part of it was that you were kind of buddy-buddy with him, weren't taking it seriously. But in real life, you were taking things seriously. That was not you. What did that mean?
Well, you know, I, first of all, anytime I dream like that, I said, "Okay, God, am I not doing what I'm supposed to be doing?" But I actually, this is what I actually felt. I felt like, "Lord, I don't know how much more serious I could have been in the assignment. So this must mean I'm representing the body of Christ, that we as the church, we as maybe even intercessors, we as, you know, prophetic people, maybe we're not taking as serious as we should the state that we're in and the consequences of what's going to happen out of this election." And I really believe that there's no way possible to overstate what's at stake.
Right.
What's at stake. And I don't believe probably that we have been as diligent as we need to be, that there needs to be a fresh fire of God come so that we can pray, we can do the things we're supposed to do, but we can go out and vote when that time comes so that what God wants to happen in our nation can actually happen.
Now, Robert, some Christians would say, "I don't like the guy. I don't like things he says. I don't like what he does." What would you say to that?
Well, I would say that I understand. I would say I completely understand because. But as I told my wife this several or way early on, I said, you know, you got to take into factor that President Trump, you know, where he's grown up, I've been in that section of our country, and I said, and that's the way people act, or that's the way people portray and speak, and all this kind of. I said, he's really just being who he is, and that's the thing. He's not a politician. And I remember a very strong leader that has now gone on to be with the Lord. He actually said this. He said, the established political system got us into the mess we're in. Hmm. He said, it'll never get us out of it. We've got to have someone outside the establishment. And that's what President Trump is. He's not a politician. He's never pretended to be a politician, but he is, I believe, set by God. And he has a particular skill set that is letting him lead a nation. And I believe in the process actually do massive damage to the one world agenda and to the Antichrist spirit that wants to drive it.
Now, is he even a Christian? And does it matter?
Well, on one side, I don't think it matters because God has all, he's even used wicked, wicked people like Cyrus and different ones. But I personally believe he is a Christian. I mean, I don't have any other than just reports I've heard from people that have been around him, which I never have in the physical been around him. But I believe in the, I believe that he has been born again from the reports I have. But I even watch his life and I'm like, the change that went on in his life from what, where he even used to be politically to where he is now. For instance, he used to be pro-abortion, but now he is absolutely set against that. And the thing that I can't understand, I do understand people's reaction against him because of the things he says and the way he conducts business and all that. But the thing that I don't understand is how people cannot see that he is probably one of, if not the most, the best friend that the evangelical Christianity has had in the White House in a long, long time, if ever, because he actually stands for the very things, the most important things that we would stand for.
Okay, so I think a lot of Christians would agree with you and would be saying, okay, I want to pray for him, but they may not really know how. And so would you even just lead us right now in a prayer for President Trump and for this nation? For the destiny that God has for us.
Amen. I'd love to. So, Father, we just want to thank you right now as we would come into your presence and even before your courts and your council. And we want to bring to you President Donald J. Trump. Lord, my president, the president of the United States of America. And I want to ask, Lord, that the mercy and the grace and the kindness of the Lord would overshadow him and his family. It would overshadow his administration. It would overshadow his cabinet, Lord. Thank you. That your grace would abound over him. And Lord, that the decisions that need to be made in these moments and these times, there would be divine strategies out of heaven that would now come. And that the steps would be ordered for everything to come into the place it is necessary for President Trump's reelection in November. We ask before you, Lord, that you would be kind to us even as a nation, and you would reset and reseat him in this place and in this position, and that your name, Lord Jesus, and your intent for this nation would be seen and would be known. Lord, I pray, stir up the heart of your people, stir them up to pray and to vote in the appropriate times and places. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. What about you? I want to challenge you. You might be listening to Robert and saying, well, I just still don't know. If you're a follower of God, you're your sheep, his sheep, you hear his voice. Ask him to reveal things to you. And then pray, pray for your president, pray for your nation, that we would fulfill the purposes that God has for us. There's too much at stake. And if you don't know him, you don't follow him, you need to make the decision today. There's no better time than right now. And join us again next time for Something More.